Dreamscape presents Queen Unseen, My Life with the Greatest Rock Band of the 20th Century, by Peter Hintz. Narrated by Rupert Holiday Evans, with introduction and postscript read by the author.
This is Peter Hintz, the author of Queen Unseen. Acknowledgements. My sincere thanks go to the following people who, since my time with Queen, have made this book happen and encouraged me to go for it. John Blake, Michelle Signori, Louisa Somerville, John Nadia Cameron Brakey, Vernon Reeves, Juliana Mitchell, Stefano Pezzenti, Ian Craig, Alistair Campbell, and David Martin. I've been fortunate to travel widely and meet people of all nationalities and from various walks of life. Apart from all of Queen and the obvious friends and family, I'd like to thank the following people from the thousands I met and worked with over my many years with Queen, and who were supportive, generous and appreciative, and respected and believed in me. Also included are those who got me out of various forms of trouble, kept me company at the bar, or simply escorted me safely back to my hotel room. If you aren't there and you think you should be, I apologise. There's always another reprint to put things right. In no particular order, my thanks to Jerry and Sylvia Stickles, Reinhold Mack, Jimmy Barnett, Billy Squire, Joe Travato, Mike Moran, Jim Deviney, Trip Califf, John Collins, Chris Taylor, Brian Zellis, John Harris, Jeff Workman, Mike Stone, Roy Thomas Baker, Fred Mandel, Morgan Fisher, Richie Anderson, Phil John, Michael Hintz, Robin Mayhew, Pete Brown, Mary Austin, Veronica Deacon, Chrissy May, Dominic Taylor, Joe Finelli, Peter Lubin, Mike Wilderink, Edwin Shirley, Chris Wright, Ian Haynes, David Bernstein, Neil Preston, Barry Levine, Tony Williams, Robert Usher, Pete Cornish, David Morris, Dick Ollett, Doug Taub, and Vicky Everett. Introduction. Queen Unseen is about a rock and roll band and the rock and roll lifestyle, as told through my experience of working for Queen during the 1970s and 80s. My story is for anybody who's ever wondered what it was really like spending your youth travelling the world and living with one of rock music's biggest ever bands. I was lucky I got to live that life and survive. Some sadly didn't, including one notable
Sample complete. Ready to continue?